Integrative nursing is a whole person, whole system approach to care that honors a legacy that began with Florence Nightingale. She wrote that the role of the nurse was to put the patient in the best possible condition so that nature could act and healing occur. Integrative nursing can be practiced with all patient populations and in all clinical settings. It has the potential to strengthen and invigorate the nursing profession. While contemporary healthcare has created obstacles that often make it hard to provide holistic care, patients and their families are yearning for these practices. Here with us today is Dr. Megan Voss to speak on the subject. Welcome to the Take 5 for Your Health and Well-Being podcast. I'm your host, Jacques LaRouge. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I've heard terms like person-centered and relationship-based, but for integrative nursing, what do these terms mean?
So in its simplest definition, being person-centered or relationship-based means remembering that there's a human on the other side of that intervention that you're planning and taking a moment to think about how that intervention is going to interact with that human being on all dimensions, not just what it will do to their physical body, but how might it make them feel, what types of fears might it evoke in them, what types of emotions might come up around it, and taking into account the entire person, all of their past traumas and experiences that might inform how they will experience this new set of interventions that you're introducing into their life.
So I assume that it could never be a bad thing to take someone's opinions into account. But have patients ever refused or reacted negatively to this approach?
So I think when sometimes we hear about an experience that was negative, people are most often referring maybe to a specific modality. So in integrative healthcare, there are certain modalities that we call integrative therapies that go along with this way of practicing. But if you really look at the principles of integrative nursing, 5 out of the 6 have to do with the way that you conduct your practice and the way that you conduct yourself and connect with your patients. Only principle number 5 has to do with the actual modalities or integrative therapies. Those might be things like acupuncture or massage or essential oils. So a patient may have a negative experience or connotation with a specific therapy, but I've yet to come across a patient who didn't want to be treated like a human being.
Who wouldn't want to be treated like a human? Where is integrative nursing finding a niche in the healthcare system?
Well, as my mentor, Mary Jo Kreitzer, often says, we'll know we're doing it right when we can lose the preface integrative and it's just nursing, and we've just gone back to the roots of what our profession has always been trained to do and really good at doing throughout the decades as technology was introduced to healthcare and the nurses started tending more to the machines and the IV pumps and found themselves constantly staring into the computer and documenting into the medical record and lost track of the human being that was in the bed. And so integrative nursing is simply bringing us back to that human-centeredness and connectedness.
You said that when integrative nursing accomplishes its goals, it will just be nursing. How are you finding that integrative nursing is pushing the field of nursing as a whole forward?
I like to think of integrative nursing as a means to an end. It's not in and of itself the goal to have integrative nurses at your healthcare system or in your healthcare institution. It's that if your nurses are practicing in an integrative way, your institution can be meeting its metrics and reaching its goals more efficiently and effectively. So an example, if we look at value-based care and some of the changes that came about after the Affordable Care Act, healthcare became more value-driven and payments became based on things like patient satisfaction, how well we're managing pain, how well we're educating patients and informing them of what we're doing. And so as the landscape of healthcare changed and we needed to do better to be reimbursed at the same or higher rates, integrative nursing aligns itself with other markers that exist, such as the quadruple aim for healthcare outcomes or different standards set forth by commissioning bodies like the Joint Commission. So when the Joint Commission says that we need to offer patients multiple ways to take care of their pain that don't just include opioids, integrative nursing is aligning with that goal by offering alternatives to opioids and teaching patients ways to approach their pain differently.
We've heard a lot about what they do, but what training goes into being an integrative nurse?
Well, integrative nursing falls along a continuum. You can have a cardiac nurse or an oncology nurse that has an integrative approach in the care that he or she provides. But you also have specialists in integrative health. So at the center, there are a variety of ways to become educated. Anyone with a healthcare background can learn different techniques that they can use in their practice to have a more integrative lens to approach their patients with. At the center, you can also complete certificates in integrative healing practices, and ultimately you can get a Doctor of Nursing practice degree in integrative health and healing. And so those of us who have been educationally prepared at that level, we are really prepared to lead systems into this next phase of using an integrative lens to tackle today's healthcare problems and challenges.
So now, switching sides of the healthcare system, how would a patient find the right integrative nurse for them?
Well, anytime a patient is looking for a provider that meshes well with their own system of values and meets their needs, I would encourage them to interview, whether it's a nurse or a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, anyone that's going to be in charge of your care. You have the right to feel empowered to make sure that person is a good fit for you. You may not care if a nurse is trained in acupressure or massage therapy, but if he or she can meet you where you're at and partner with you and help co-create your plan of care, that might be what matters most to you. If you're seeking a specific integrative therapy, it may or may not be a nurse that's meeting those needs for you. There are many other disciplines that provide integrative therapies in the community setting that aren't necessarily nurses, and sometimes nurses are trained in those, and sometimes nurses might help you refer you to someone like an acupuncturist in the community that's going to help manage your system. The integrative nurse maybe helped co-create that plan of care for you, but he or she may not be the one carrying out the acupuncture themselves.
I see. What research is going on right now with integrative nursing?
Well, at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital, where I have my clinical practice, we are working on a variety of studies to get at how we can help patients better through the use of integrative approaches. So some of the studies are in partnering with practitioners of different modalities. I've partnered with music therapists to understand how music therapy can help patients meet their therapeutic goals. I have partnered with other nurses and healthcare providers to understand how patients perceive these modalities and these approaches to be useful. So an example of a study that we're about to begin is looking at patients' self-assessment of change. So how do patients view themselves as different before and after engaging in an integrative therapy plan of care? So in this study, we teach patients the tools that they need to have a more integrative approach to their symptom management, and then we ask them what they perceive the differences in their own self and their own quality of life so that we can learn from the patients what works and how it works.
On a final note, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Just last month, Mary Jo Kreitzer and I co-authored a paper on the evolution of our integrative offerings at Masonic Children's Hospital, and we really took time to outline the deep dive needs assessment and the process that we use to develop the best plan for implementing integrative nursing within a pediatric blood and marrow transplant program. So if you're interested in learning more about how you might be able to change the way you practice at your institution, I would recommend looking for that article and taking a read.
Thanks for joining us today. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Minnesota's Earl E. Bakken Center for Spirituality and Healing. I've been your host, Jacques LaRouge, a student communications assistant here at the center. If you'd like to read the article mentioned by Dr. Voss, go to z.umn.edu/pediatric-integrative-nursing. To learn more about how to become an integrative nurse, go to z.umn.edu/integrative-nursing. Visit takingcharge.csh.umn.edu for more information on a variety of health and well-being topics. On Taking Charge, you can create goals, take short self-assessments, and explore many articles, tips, and videos from well-being experts.